Welcome to Catskill Clubhouse Radio. Presenting the worst. Oh my god. Presenting the word shop, where we engage with creative writing and spoken word. And spoken word that speaks. And spoken word. That speaks to the state of our, that speaks to the state of our community, and write poetry or prose that expresses our thoughts and emotions. We're coming to you live from our studio audience at the. Thank you. We're coming to you live in front of our studio audience at the Youth Clubhouse in Catskill, New York. Last week, we started our dive into Black Matters through song. This week, we will go through creative writing, and next week, we will go through community reporting. Tune in every Friday at 6 p.m. to WGXC 90.7 FM or WGXC.org. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. We're going to start our segment with a reading from our workshop tech, Kingston.
All right, thanks, William. So this following poem was written by Laurel Johnson, 12 years old, in our workshop during a free write. She couldn't be here today, but was happy to have me read this on air. So, 10 minutes... to just write. Anything I want. Okay. A free write. Free. At the moment, am I free? Well, I guess that's for me to decide. Or determine? No clue. I'd like to talk about society. Then I stop myself. I am a part of society. I will always be a part of society. So, will I ever be free? Who knows? Everyone can talk, say they wish society changed. They, we, everyone is society. So, how am I different? My mindset? Maybe. I can see the issues. Maybe it's my resources. No one can do anything without resources, right? I don't know, I'm rambling. Racism, double standards, climate change, sexism, etc. But what can I do? It's not what I can do, but what we can do. So, thank you, Laurel. All right, and next up with I Too by Langston Hughes, we have Janaya.
I do sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen. When company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll be at the table. When company comes, nobody out there send me eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll all see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I too am America.
All right, so we're going to dive into this poem a little bit with William and Janaya, by Langston Hughes, author of the Harlem Renaissance. And what does this poem mean to you when you're reading it? What do you think about? What are you hearing?
I think that, like, it's about how maybe he's black and the people he lives with are probably white and they're ashamed of him, so when they have company over, like, they're like, oh, go in the kitchen, because they know he's black, and most white people were racist.
And one more thing was that back then there were, like, a lot of slaves and things like that, and there was a lot of discrimination, and people just thought that black people were monsters, so that's why he was sent to eat in the kitchen, and he wouldn't be accepted by everybody else if he was able to eat at the table, because they were just scared of what black people would think, because they just think that they carry guns and they do violent things and they say things that are, you know, like rude and things like that. They just think they're like bad people overall, and that they just never gave them the chance to actually express themselves in any like way.
Heard. One thing to that's different though is during this time, Langston Hughes wrote this as a free man, right? So during the Harlem Renaissance, this was from around 1914 to 1940. So during this time, slavery had actually been ended. So there weren't slaves still going on, but segregation was still very much happening. So we just want to make sure that, like, we know that, right? But, like, segregation, right? That's keeping black people and white people separate, right? So could you think about this poem in terms of, you're saying he's living with white people, right? Could you think about this poem as a metaphor for America, for the society that he's living in, right?
Yeah, because he's, like, trying to explain that just because he's black doesn't mean that he's not America.
Or, like, an American citizen or anything of that sort. Just he's interpreted as just an outsider who's just there and exists. But it's really, like, he doesn't. And he just because of the color of his skin doesn't mean he carries a gun and doesn't mean he needs to be shot, you know? It's just... wrong.
It's interesting to consider that this poem is a response to Walt Whitman's I Hear America Singing, in which he celebrates all the different occupations that, like, white people could hold in that time. And so Langston Hughes is directly responding to that, right? Like, he's saying, I too. I'm America, right? And what do you make of the idea? What do you make of the idea that he's talking about tomorrow, I'll be at the table? He's thinking about future, right?
Yeah.
Thinking there's change coming?
I'm pretty sure I can just, like, take that and just interpret that, like, as in tomorrow, as in, like, one day, maybe America will just start accepting black people for what they are and how they act and things like that. And everybody talks different, walks different, eats different, and people just need to accept that, you know? Everybody's different in their own way. It could be color, sexuality, things like that, you know?
Yeah.
All right, thank y'all for that discussion. And we're gonna, you know, we did some stuff from... Langston Hughes published his first book of poetry in 1926. We're gonna jump to a deaf poetry jam poem by Common.
I sing a song for the hero unsung, with faces on the mirror of the revolution. No looking back, cause in back is what's done. Tell the preacher, God got more than one son. Tell the law, my Uzi weighs a ton. I walk like a warrior, from them I won't run. On the streets, they try to beat us like a drum. In Cincinnati, another brother hung. Again, he won't see the sun with his family stung. They want us to hold justice, but you handed me none. The same.
That was an excerpt from Common's poem, A Letter to the Law, from Def Jam Poetry.
So, you know, unpacking this just a little bit, we only heard 30 seconds of this poem, but again, what are y'all hearing? What's your response to this? He's a rapper that's known for his activist lyrics.
I hear him speaking, that his face, just because, like, his color, when a white person sees him, or, like, a cop sees him, or just because they'll be like, oh, there's been a robbery, and they'll see a black man running, and they'll just go to shoot him.
Yeah, he's talking about the law. He's talking about the police. He's asking why, you know, why are we being shot? Why do we have to carry a gun?
And also, there are things, like, seriously going on in the world. There are, like a lot of wars going on in different countries, but one big thing is, like, police brutality. Like, a lot of black people die from this, like, each year, sometimes even months, and it could be, like, from a lot of them. And, like, one thing he said was that he won't see the sun with his family stung. And that's one thing, because every day, like, our kind is, like, dying out. Like, anybody who's black, they can, like, die easily, because if an officer just assumes that they're doing something wrong because of the color of their skin, they're just obviously going to be shot, because the officer is just going to assume that they have a gun or a weapon on them, and they're just going to walk away like nothing happened, while their family just is going to sit there and struggle with nothing else to do, with their, like, moms, with their sons, like, dying, and it's just crazy.
And that's the line, right? They want us to hold justice, but you handed me none, right? And Janai, I want to ask you, like, with everything you hear in William saying the poem, like, have you ever heard someone say that they feel safe with police presence? Do you? Like,
I've heard a few people say they don't feel safe around police because they could just be chilling, maybe just outside playing, running around. It could be like a little 13-year-old just running around, and our cops called for something that happened, and just because they're seeing them running around playing with friends, they might end up shooting them, and their friends are getting scared and they don't know what to do. And then most of the time they get away with it when they shouldn't get away with it.
That's what he's speaking to. That's what he's speaking to. Like, a gun is, you know, tell the law my Uzi weighs a ton. But the line right before that, tell the preacher God got more than one son. Do you feel that?
Yeah. That's one thing that I kind of heard that kind of stuck out to me, because God did not just create everybody for the world to have only white people, and for the world to only accept white people. God made black people too, and everybody should be accepted for the color of their skin. And people just think that black people do wrong in the world, when really they're just trying to be a normal citizen and live their life when they really can't, because they're just being killed for no reason.
That's the line in Cincinnati, Another Brother Hung. Right? He's referencing lynching. He's referencing this continuation of what used to happen.
Yeah.
And it's being paralleled, right, to the police brutality that happens. It's another form of lynching.
Like, you could, I was watching something, and it was like African men, and they had come from Africa, and because they were grouped together, because they don't know that's what they used to do, so they were grouped together, and whites saw them, and they were afraid of them, and the cops made them not be able to be together, and they couldn't walk together in a crowd just because they were black, and the whites felt in danger.
And so their culture that they brought with them of being together was broken up.
Yeah.
And I know what Janai is talking about, since we're in the same ELA class. And one thing was that this group, and, like, it's the way that they do things. They come in a group, and they basically have a list of people who are going to be going into America. And when they do, they'll have a list of people who are going to go to America, and not a lot of people get sent out there out of all of, like, these people, and they had to go to refugee camps for the meantime while these people were just trying to hunt them down and kill them, basically, because of what they do. And once they got to America, a lot of white people were scared of them. And they just looked at them and thought, whoa, they're a black group, and they're coming into our school, and they're coming into, like, our stores, and they're just gonna, you know, assume that the store is going to be robbed or they're going to be shot, something like that. And that's why they couldn't travel in any more groups.
I mean, an assumption, right, was made. And the police and the law did that. Y'all, I really appreciate the conversation that we just had about this. It was really great. And
we're coming to the end of our time, but first, shout outs. Big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Thanks to Dana at Relish Delights down on 291 Main Street in Catskill for delicious food. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6. The Catskill Youth Clubhouse and Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene Counties for supporting this program. That wraps up the workshop presented by Clubhouse Radio. Tune in next week for Our Town, Our Truth on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. Follow us on Facebook at C2Clubhouse. And I'm gonna pull it up in something for.
Yeah, I'm pulling up in something. If you're 12 or 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouses every Thursday and Fridays at 5 p.m. Stay tuned for more local news and Bound by Books at 6:40. In the meantime, enjoy Something Foreign by Sir, featuring Schoolboy Q.
Yay! Don't try keeping up, I'm on a run. Try to keep it humble in a world full of egos, gangsters and evil. Player in the game, but I'm making my own rules. And I'm gonna pull it up in something for it. Yeah, I'm pulling up in something for it.
I put this out for you, my newest coupe. Grip the horse, I take it round the loop. Close your eyes, your heart available. Land on earth and cruise through Malibu. Gave you time to give you draws the boot. Rubbing skins, I found the heavens true. Melt the sun to keep the moon alive. Dry the winds and moist behind the fire. Can't pretend the greatest in the lie. Stroke you calm and go beyond the fate. Take you down the frown, go up your face. Arch your back and bend it back and play. Good. Good, I know. Stamp your book to know where else to go. Foreign place, a foreign whip to drive. Failed at life, then fell in you. Now I'm.
Try to keep it humble in a world full of egos, gangsters and evil. Player in the game, but I'm making my own rules. And I'm pulling up in something for it. Yeah, I'm pulling up in something for it. For it. No, gangsters and evil. Player in the game, but I'm making my own rules. And I'm pulling up in something for it. For it. Yeah, I'm pulling up in something for it.
I put this out for you, my newest coupe. Grip the horse, I take it round the loop. Close your eyes, your heart available. Land on earth and cruise through Malibu. Gave you time to give you draws the boot. Rubbing skins, I found the heavens true. Melt the sun to keep the moon alive. Dry the winds and moist behind the fire. Can't pretend the greatest in the lie. Stroke you calm and go beyond the fate. Take you down the frown, go up your face. Arch your back and bend it back and play.
good, good I know. Stamp your book to know where else to go. Foreign place, a foreign whip to drive. Failed at life, then fell at you.